Tabitha, that's a nice dinner for a nice little girl.
I eat bits again.
Yes, I know. Now, if you eat everything on your plate, you'll see a picture of a pretty bunny, huh? That goes for the spinach, too, young lady.
Sam, are you still feeding Tabitha? You better get ready. We'll be late for the Hunt Club ball.
Sweetheart, I am ready.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, could you help me find my cufflinks?
What you got in your hand?
My cufflinks. I'm sorry, honey. I guess I'm a little nervous. But the ball chairman just happens to be the head of Chapel Baby Foods. He's a hot prospect. Larry thinks we can clinch his account tonight. I just don't want to be late.
Don't worry, sweetheart. We're right on schedule.
Sure, and your mother's not here yet. That's right on schedule, too.
Darren, it just so happens I have a little surprise for you. Mother wasn't available, so I made other arrangements.
Other arrangements? What kind of other arrangements?
Well, we have a new babysitter. You'll adore her.
Who? Who am I going to adore?
Her name's Elspeth.
Anne?
And she's wonderful with children and very dependable and...
Anne?
And when I was a little girl, she was my nanny.
And she's a witch! Sam, there's not room for another witch in this house. The broom closet is full!
Darren, no one travels by broom anymore. It's obsolete.
I don't care if she shows up riding on a vacuum cleaner. You'll have to send her back.
Well, all right, sweetheart. But we have to have a babysitter. Let's see. Oh, I could try and get Aunt Clara. She does tend to goof up a bit, though, doesn't she? I could try and contact Mother again. You have a choice.
There's some choice.
There's one more. We could stay home until Tabitha's 21.
Okay, Elspeth can sit for us, but just this once.
You'll like Elspeth. She's really just plain folks. She's here.
Huh?
Elspeth's here. Elspeth's here.
Hello, folks. Hello, hello, love. Hello, Samantha.
Yep, she's just plain folks, all right.
Look at you, Samantha. Samantha, you are the lady. Oh, and a beauty into the bargain. Oh, can this be the same little girl who used to scrape up her knees, learning to walk through walls?
Oh, wasn't I a mess?
Oh, I remember the first time you made yourself invisible. You made everything vanish except your pigtails. Oh, so this must be the mister. How sweet and kind it looks. Samantha, it needs a bit of fattening. All skin and bones. Not to worry. Now I've come to stay.
Come to stay?
Oh!
Elspeth, I think...
Tabitha! I know that angel face anywhere. Oh, hello.
Say hello to Nanny Elspeth. Oh, we're going to be great friends.
Listen, Elspeth.
Spinach! What child could abide the stuff?
Samantha!
Oh, Darren, it isn't really ice cream. It's Elspeth's special spinach sundae. But oh, how it fooled us little ones.
Just a taste, love. That's a good girl.
Oh, isn't she wonderful?
Let's just have a talk about that.
When?
Now.
Sam, she can't stay.
Oh, all right, sweetheart. Anything you say. I'll break it to her gently. Tomorrow.
Sam!
How could you do it to me? How could you? You ungrateful children.
Butt out, Andorra. You're supposed to be unavailable, so unavail yourself out.
You keep quiet, you treacherous clod. How could you bring a stranger into this house to look after my grandchild?
Oh, I can see the handwriting on the wall. I shall become a stranger in my own daughter's house.
Mother.
What?
Elspeth is just a nanny. But you're Tabitha's grandmother. Nothing can change that. You know darn well you're not being replaced.
Tabitha and I are getting on famous. Alfreda.
Oh, Andorra. How are you?
You see? That creature is already worming herself into the child's affections.
All right, my dear. If you want to play the martyred mother, it's fine with me.
So long, Granny. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Perhaps a zipper will help to keep that mouth shut.
Shame, Andorra. The mister don't stand a chance against witchcraft. It ain't sporting.
That baggage has got to go.
She stays till I say so.
All right, Dobbin. Remember, you said that.
Elspeth, welcome to our home.
Thanks, my lord.
Well, what are we standing around for? Elspeth, put Tabitha to bed.
Yes, my lord. There. Now we must go to bed. Goodbye.
Now, this is what I call a perfect way to spend an evening. Music in the air, you in my arms, and no mother-in-law babysitting in my living room. I feel like a 16-year-old.
For a 16-year-old, you're a very good kisser.
Darren! Cut that out. What if somebody sees you?
Let them eat their hearts out.
The somebody I'm talking about, Darren, is Roy Chappell of Chappell Baby Foods. I want to steer him out here so he can meet you and we can sew up the account. And I don't want him to catch you playing post office.
Oh, he won't catch us. We'll neck in the bushes.
Do you mind? Darren, Roy Chappell is a rough, tough, self-made man. And he wants a hard-nosed idea man to give him a hard-hitting campaign. And that lipstick you're wearing doesn't make you look like the man for the job. Now, wipe it off. Stick your chest out. And think tough.
Sweetheart, maybe you should run home and change into a lumberjacket.
Don't let Larry frighten you, honey. I can handle Roy Chappell. Remember, tonight, I'm a tiger.
Yeah, kitty, 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 kitty.
Oh, I'm sorry to barge in like this, but I just had to have you meet a friend of mine. Darwin, may I present Lord Clive Montrego of Ipswich, Elspeth's former employer.
Present employer. You have stolen my servant, sir. You are no gentleman.
Oh, good grief. Oh, Clive knows all about gentlemen. He's the only warlock in the House of Lords.
Stolen, Elspeth? Sam, what's he talking about?
Confound it, sir. Stop trying to involve your wife in this matter. Aren't you man enough to stand accountable for your actions?
Him? He's not man enough to pull on stretch socks.
He is, too.
Oh, well, perhaps I can shame him into facing his obligations. Ah, a tango. Just the thing.
Darren.
Well, at least this time, sir, you rose to the occasion.
You look like Carmen.
If you're going to make a comment, it could be a bit more amusing.
Well,
So where is this Stevens guy? I'm anxious to meet the man who's going to sell my baby food. Well, he's got to be a real heavyweight.
Don't you worry about Darren. He's a man's man. Hey, buddy boy. Darren.
This is a man's man. He's got a rose in his teeth.
Well, sure, he... Darren, why do you have a rose in your teeth?
Everybody tango.
Oh, May.
I can explain, Roy. It's very simple. I can explain. I can. I can.
And that darn rose was stuck in my teeth till we left the party.
Which was immediate.
I should have known something would happen to foul things up. You better go back to Lord... what's his name?
You don't have to worry yourself about his lordship, sir. His bark's far worse than his bite.
Even if that's so, Elspeth, you should have told me about Lord Montdraco in the first place.
What? That harmless old stick in the mud? Believe me, you won't see him again. He never would have come here in the first place if it hadn't been for Andorra. I bet she had to drag him by the ears. Comfy, sir?
Well, yes, thanks, but listen, Elspeth.
Elspeth, why didn't you tell me about Lord Montdraco?
Because he's got no claim on me, he hasn't. I give him me notice, I did. I got plain fed up, waiting hand and foot on the old geezer. Like a blooming baby he was. So much nicer staying here with a lovely child like Tabitha.
Elspeth, about staying here.
Such an intelligent child, sir. Takes after you in that respect. Martini, sir?
Yes, thanks. She is pretty bright, isn't she?
Elspeth, what Mr. Stevens is trying to tell you is that your staying here is absolutely...
That's okay, honey. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
That is settled, then. I've got a new home.
Well, that's better.
But I hate stuffed fish.
Darren, Roy Chapel will be here in a few minutes, and this time I want you to make the right impression. Don't forget he's an outdoor man, a big game hunter. So try and look rugged. Here. Smoke one of these.
Oh, it's similar.
Well, sir, are you now prepared to conduct yourself like a gentleman?
You're supposed to be back at your castle.
Oh, no, you won't get rid of me until you've done the proper thing and restored my Elspeth.
Elspeth has a mind of her own. She doesn't want to work for you anymore. She quit.
Only because you lured her here. Oh, no, you can't weasel out. I shall hold you responsible.
Me? Now, look, this is my place of business. If you want to talk about nannies, talk to my wife.
Oh, dear. Still trying to get your poor wife to stand up for you, aren't you? Very well, if you insist on acting like a spineless weakling, look the part. It's your last chance to change your attitude. When next we meet, either I shall get satisfaction or else you shall suffer the consequences.
Here we are, Slugger. I brought old Roy over to...
He traded in his rose for a lily.
Nice.
That's it. That's the last straw.
Oh, you got it all wrong, Roy. Oh, there's a great reason for... It's a great reason, Roy. Listen, let's have a little lunch and a few drinky poos.
Roy? And I had to hide in the supply room until my clothes changed back from little Lord Fauntleroy. That's your harmless warlock for you.
But, sir, he wouldn't have done a thing if Andorra hadn't pushed him to it.
I know what Mother did, Elspeth. What I don't know is what the Count may do. Now, you better go back.
Samantha, aren't you being a bit hasty?
Hasty, schmasty. Let's put it this way. You're fired.
Bravo. There's an end to it. Elspeth, get your things. And you, sir, your honor has been acquitted, at least partially. Well, Elspeth, don't lallygag there. It'll soon be tea time.
Well, put your own kettle on and stick your head in it for all I care. I'm not going.
Not going? This is your doing, sir.
Oh, no. No, she's going. Go ahead. Fly away. Walk through the wall. Vanish.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't want to cause hardship, but I have my feelings.
It seems Endora is right. You, sir, have no control over your own household. You're a mere reflection of a man, a mere reflection. You have Elspeth, and I shall have satisfaction.
Ow! The mister's gone! It's all my fault, ow!
Please, what did you do with Darren? Please!
Don't bother to plead with me. I detest scenes.
Darren! Sweetheart, I know you're here somewhere.
Dan! Here's a turn!
Coming, sweetheart.
Sam! Here, Sam!
Now he is a reflection of a man, and only his lordship can release him.
Ow! What can we do?
I don't know, Elspeth, but I'll think of something.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Sam, get me out of here. It's cold.
Oh, pull yourself together, Elspeth. Crying won't help. We must think.
Yes. Think, love. You know, I still can't imagine how Endora got his lordship to leave the castle. I can't think that one out.
Elspeth, you said he was an old stick in the mud, always sitting all alone. Now, were you the only company he had in all the years you worked for him?
I should say so. His lordship was practically a hermit.
Well, no wonder he wants you back, Elspeth. You're more of a nanny for him than you are for Tabitha.
You can say that.
Hold the fort, Elspeth. I'm on my way to the castle.
His lordship's castle?
Wish me luck. That bunch of tourists down the road and do your duty. Very good, Mum.
Wait till I get Stevens on the horn. He'll explain everything. You'll see.
Look, teacher, loyal to your employees. That's okay. That I can understand. But this Stevens is way over the hill.
They're answering. Hello?
Stevens Residence.
Hello. This is Larry Tate. Put Mr. Stevens on the phone, please. Tell him that Roy Chapple and I are very anxious to speak with him.
Mr. Stevens can't speak with no one. He's gone through the looking glass.
Must be a bad connection. I thought she said... She couldn't have said that.
So now he's Alice in Wonderland. Take me to see Stevens.
To his house? But Roy,
listen, I didn't climb to the top of the baby food pile by letting some practical joking yo-yo like Stevens put me on for a few laughs. I want to give him a hunk of my mind at close range. Come on!
But Roy, I'm sure Stevens wouldn't pull a joke like that on anyone.
Well, there now, wasn't that utterly fascinating? One of the most valuable gun collections in all of England. Come, right this way, ladies and gentlemen. No need to push. Plenty of room for all to see. Now we are in the great hall of the Castle Montreal.
What's going on? Who's here, I say?
Good afternoon, your lordship. You're just in time to meet your first tour group.
My first what? Now see here, missy.
Look upwards toward the ceiling. You will notice an ever so strange...
And what are you doing standing over there in that ridiculous outfit?
Legend has it
that when strangers enter this hall, the ghost of Ipswich Downs makes that very tapestry fly up and wave to you.
Oh, oh, look how they run and scream and giggle. There's nothing like a good scare. By Jove, what fun.
Standing over there by the door is the suit of armor worn by the first Earl of Ipswich, who in his time danced his way into the hearts of many a young lady.
Oh, he must be the owner of the castle.
Oh, a real lord.
Now, see here, lady.
Well, your lordship, you have such a lovely castle.
Oh, yes, and that haunted tapestry. However do you do it?
Madam, I assure you.
I'll bet you have lots of tricks up your sleeve.
Madam, I assure you.
Oh, it's a shame you won't be getting down to London.
We're at the Savoy. Room 672.
I'm dreadfully sorry, ladies, but his lordship is rather busy at the moment. Would you care to rejoin the tour?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, we'll be in town for 2 weeks, your lordship.
Don't forget to visit the tower. The enchanted bells are in the tower.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, follow me. We will go into the library where I shall show you the collection of wax and armor.
I shall make the bells chime themselves. Yes, that should tickle their little fancies. Yes, I shall make a small spell.
Oh, well, your lordship, why not let Elspeth do it? She's ready to come back and work for you.
Elspeth? Why should I want that wench underfoot when I have things to do? They did say the Savoy, didn't they?
Oh, your lordship.
Samantha, Samantha, you sly puss. You've let the sunlight in for me. How can I thank you?
Well, you were just trapped behind a wall of indifference. That wasn't too difficult to tear down. But you've got Darren behind a wall of glass.
Say no more. It is undone.
Sam!
Sweetheart, you're free.
I'm out of the mirror. It was cold in there. I'm freezing.
Oh, well, I think I can take care of that.
Yeah.
A warmer?
Good.
I'm still cold.
These gentlemen have been waiting to see you, sir.
Well, let them wait. I'm busy.
Sorry to interrupt, Darren, but old Roy here wanted to talk to you.
Now, look, old Roy. If you're waiting around for an explanation, you're wasting your time. I'm a pretty good advertising man. If you want to take advantage of that, it's okay with me. But you'll have to take me just the way I am, period. No explanation.
Stevens, I came over here to sock you in a bazoo for putting me on. But now that I know what your game was, I'm with you. Shake, pal, we got a deal.
That's great. You know what my game is?
Oh, good old Larry. You knew all the time, didn't you, Larry?
But I let Elspeth set old Roy wise.
I should have let Mr. Stevens tell you about how everybody tried to act like the man Mr. Chappell wanted, and nobody had the courage to act like himself.
Nobody except you. No, sir. I admire that fella. I admit you did some pretty wild things.
Come on, Roy. It takes a pretty sharp idea, man, to come up with a rose in the teeth, right?
Yes, sir.
Darren, go on with your kissing. You son of a gun.
Good night.
Hi. Elspeth, you told him I planned... I mean, I'm glad Mr. Chappell signed. You told him I...
No, sweetheart, a good nanny has many talents. Elspeth, show Mr. Stevens how you can disappear.
Yeah, why? Why should she disappear?
I'm old enough to kiss my best beau without a chaperone.
Well, in that case, disappear.
Oh, isn't it lovely?